Me and Fear, we had a thing in 1993. Told me I was wasting time with all these silly dreams. I dated out, she knocked me down every time I tried. But I found joy in my life.
Welcome back. Happy Thursday morning to you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you'd like to join in our conversation today, please do. 437-1620. I have the pleasure of having Ballet Pensacola with us, Mr. Darren McIntyre, the artistic director. And they have a really fun event coming up. And what's even better is they have some tickets to give away this morning.
Good morning, Tammy. How are you?
Doing great. So we're going to give away two pairs of tickets this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about what we're giving away.
Absolutely. So we have our upcoming performance, which is our spring production. It's a world premiere, and it's a really fun ballet about Shakespeare's. It's adapted from Shakespeare's storyline of A Midsummer Night's Dream. So it's very exciting for us.
This is going to be fun, and it's going to be at the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes.
So what I would like you to do is if you text in ballet to 437-1620, at the end of the show, we're going to be giving away these tickets. You don't want to miss out. We have these lovely dancers with us, Hannah and Juan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, they're so cute. They're like, thanks. They're adorable. They're probably tired. Y'all been practicing a lot,
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, they're sitting here like, I just want to sit down and I need a break. Well, here we go. We're going to talk about it for a little bit. All right, Darren. And so let's talk about Midsummer Night's Dream for a little bit.
Absolutely. So when I came to Pensacola the last season, they asked me, what's a ballet that you would really like to bring to the community? And so I thought, A Midsummer Night's Dream is always such a fun story because not only has it a lot of drama in it because of the storyline of Shakespeare, but it also is very whimsical and fun. And so it's a great family style ballet to come to. It caters for adults, children. There's a donkey in there that dances with a fairy. I mean, what's not cool about that?
That is so cool.
So, it's a lot of fun. It's also a world premiere. So it's a lot of ballet companies do this storyline. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to do something different.
Okay.
So we're using Felix Mendelssohn's score. But I've actually chosen other music also from his other genres. And so... And I've created all the new choreography for it. So it's going to be seen for the very first time. It's one of the most challenging but exciting works that I've ever created, I feel. And being that we have, that the company has really expanded since I've got here a year and a half ago, we have professional dancers coming from all around the world. Our academy students have really grown up into beautiful dancers. And so what's very exciting is seeing how much the company has grown. It's like, I feel like I'm back in New York watching a ballet company on stage we're here in Pensacola. It's just super exciting.
Such talented people here.
Oh, they really are.
Your neighbors are so talented. There's so many things in Pensacola I love, and there's so many talented people. This is going to be at the Pensacola Little Theater. And when is the show?
So we have two weekends of shows.
Okay.
So the first weekend, so you can come and see the show on Friday, Saturday, Sunday on April 21st, 22nd, or 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday and Saturday, the shows are at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, the show is at 2:30 p.m. And then we also have shows the following week, which would be also Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it would be Friday, April 28th, and Saturday, April 29th, and Sunday, April 30th. And once again, the Friday, Saturday shows are 7 p.m., and the Sunday show is 2:30. And if you go on Ballet Pensacola's website, balletpensacola.org, you can find all the information, as well as you can get tickets by calling into our office.
Okay.
Or you can also call the Pensacola Little Theater box office.
Or you can win them today.
Absolutely.
So like I said, if you want to win a pair of tickets to Midsummer Night's Dream, which sounds absolutely amazing, I think I'm going to take my little one on a Sunday like at 2:30. I think she would really enjoy it. Text ballet to 437-1620.
Absolutely.
Yes, so you don't want to miss out on this. Juan and Hannah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, awesome. And y'all are dancers, ballet dancers in this
performance? We're both professional dancers in the company.
Yes.
Wow. So you have many, many years of experience?
Yes.
No, they're young. They look like... Maybe they look so
I don't know. My body doesn't feel
very young. You know what? Listen, I was a dental hygienist and my body felt like I was 99 years old. So I get it. I get that. I get that feeling. But so y'all are excited about this as well. Y'all been practicing.
Very excited.
Yeah. And think that children will really enjoy this as well, right? It's fun for the whole family.
There's a lot of magic in the show, and there's a lot of funny moments, but also very almost romantic moments, and the comedic relief of Puck is one of my favorite parts of the entire show, which Juan dances Puck at one weekend, and he's amazing at it. He's so funny.
Wow. That is great. So, again, so we have people texting in ballet. So someone's going to win. That's exciting. You can go over to balletpensacola.org for more information. I want to talk a little bit about the storyline.
Absolutely. So what's really great about the story is, you know, there's, again, you have this mortal world as well as this mythical world of fairies. And so that's what I like about it. And there's just a lot of jokes in there. And so Hannah and Juan are actually, so we have two casts, but Hannah is dancing the role of Titania, which is the queen of the fairies. And Juan is dancing two roles on different weekends. He's dancing Oberon, which is the king of the fairies, and also Puck, which is a very mischievous little sprite fairy. So,
So I have a little girl, she's 8, and she was never into princess stuff. Like you would think, you know, Frozen and Cinderella, and like she only liked the mischievous shows. She loves Peter Rabbit, you know, the one that's getting into trouble. Woody Woodpecker, and she could watch that. I'm like, why are you into this mischievousness? She's not mischievous, but she would like that a lot, I think.
Yeah.
A mischievous one.
And what's really fun is that both of these dancers, Juan and Hannah, their roles and the way they interpret them are completely opposite to their actual personalities.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
really?
I love seeing their journey of how they do that.
So is Hannah really the mischievous one?
You know, I will say this about Hannah. She will take on any role no matter what character is.
Really?
And she will become that character. And that's what's very special about her artistry.
Oh, nice. I see that you were in The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
You were Dorothy.
I was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Yep.
Wow. That one used to be one of my favorite movies growing up. We weren't allowed to watch too many movies. But when that scene from the black and white to the color, oh, it's just magnificent. So that's awesome. And can you tell me a little bit more about maybe your background?
Yeah, so I'm from Connecticut, and then I went to boarding school in Maine, and then I went to college at the University of Cincinnati at the College Conservatory of Music. And then in my junior year of college, I was recruited to come here to Ballet Pensacola as a trainee, and then I was promoted to principal dancer, and I've been here. This is my 5th season.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
What about you, Juan?
So I'm originally from Medellin, Colombia. Mm-hmm. I moved to the United States around 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I graduated from the pre-professional division of Miami City Ballet. Mm-hmm. I auditioned during COVID for Ballet Pensacola, and here I am 2 years after.
What is it like instructing these amazing? Do you just absolutely love it?
I feel like they're all my children.
Yes.
I have 20 dancers this season. Next season we'll have 21.
Uh-huh.
And they're the talent that has come to Pensacola to work with me is just really exciting. Most of them come from around the world, but they also come from really major backgrounds. And you know, in a small city that is really growing in the arts scene, it's super exciting that we have this magnificent level of dancing, not just technically, but artistically.
Right.
But they're all great people. And I look at them as my children. So it's like a love-hate relationship.
No.
You know, I get very hard on them because I push them. But they really...
I love you. Now do it again.
Yes, exactly. But they I would do anything for them. And seeing what brings a great... gratitude and
right.
To me is when I see them go on stage and they crush it.
Yeah,
they're
absolutely.
Just like, they're so fierce.
They're so cute. I love it.
Yeah. So, but what's also really, what I also really like is that the community just really gets behind it, and mm-hmm. the dancers are so integrated in the community. And I think that what makes us special as a ballet company is that we have such an elite group that's so young. That's just so special.
Yes. Yeah. And it's great. You know, we have such a tight-knit community, like you said. And Pensacola Little Theater is amazing. August Osage County, does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
I watched that there before, and that was really good. They have lots of different options, you know, yeah. for adults, for kids, you know, extremely talented artists in their field. And Darren, how long have you been?
So I came here, this is my second seat coming to the end of my second season. So I've been here a year and a half. And what's super exciting is that next season is actually Ballet Pensacola's 45th anniversary.
Really?
I know, it's so excited. And so we have some really big things planned. Mm-hmm. And it's just really incredible to be part of that,
yes.
you know, that, you know, special moment of the history of Ballet Pensacola. And so I've been here for about a year and a half. I love it. I feel like I'm at home already. I'm from Australia originally. So what I like, it kind of reminds me of that beach town. That
really?
I grew up in, you know, but I moved here from New York. So I wasn't sure how long I was going to be here because, you know, and I continuously get offers to go other places. But I really have found a love for this community. Aww. And I feel like my 5-year plan that I pitched to Ballet Pensacola when I interviewed for the position has already been achieved in 2 seasons.
Wow.
And that could not have been done without the incredible staff and team that I have
Absolutely.
At Ballet Pensacola. Couldn't have been done without the dancers. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have been done without the community. And also we have a large academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's wonderful for those students is they get to come in and be a part of productions and train with these professional dancers. And that sets us apart from any other from many other dance organizations. And it's wonderful to see how great mentors these dancers are for the children and how much those children grow and they're challenged. They're so challenged because they have to raise the bar to be professional and perform alongside. So our Midsummer Night's Dream has almost a student cast. They all had to audition of about 50 to 60 students in each weekend. So It's super exciting. The kids get so excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the company members are really, really, really great mentors. And I love seeing that interaction.
Right.
So people can also get information about our academy online or our summer programs. We love seeing new faces and just promote. Our passion is dance. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And, you know, being an artist is such a unique career and such a unique thing to do. And you have to be really passionate about it. And Ballet Pensacola exudes nothing but passion for the arts and such integrity for the ballet field.
Oh, that's amazing. And you can find out more at balletpensacola.org, where you can buy tickets.
Absolutely.
And everything. Again, this is April the 21st to the 23rd.
Yes.
And the 28th through the 30th.
Absolutely.
And the ones on Friday and Saturday are at 7. Is
yes,
that correct?
That's correct?
And then on Sundays at 2:30.
Absolutely.
So I feel like, you know, it kind of gives the best of both worlds if you want to go on a date and see it. Or, you know, maybe like for me, my child would do better at 2:30 on a Sunday, you know. So it gives you different options, different times to go. So you don't want to miss out. Like I said, you can win tickets today. Just text ballet to 437-1620. Or maybe you have a question for Darren and the dancers. You're more than welcome to ask. 437-1620. You can call or text. So I am totally looking forward to this. I think it's going to be so much fun.
It is, and tickets are going pretty fast.
Oh,
so I would encourage, if it's something that people are planning to do, to try and get in, because we tend to fill up very quickly, especially the Saturday and Saturday Sunday performances.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes, so. For sure. And this is at the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yes, that's
this
correct.
Is where it's going to be. Absolutely. So it's a midsummer. This is so hard for me to say, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm Southern. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
I got it out. It's an enchanting story set in a lush forest, complete with love triangles and feuding fairy kingdoms and surprises at every turn. You don't want to miss out on this.
It's pretty epic.
It's full drama.
It's, what'd you say?
Full drama.
Full it's drama. We all like drama.
There's even a sword fight, so it's pretty.
Oh, a sword fight. Juan, are you in the sword fight?
No, personally not.
I thought you were the mischievous one.
I create the fight.
Oh, there we go. We got to the bottom of it. He started it. We will see. Y'all are awesome. So, Darren, how long does it take to get this up and going, and how long have y'all been practicing for this? I mean, is this a big, long a year? I mean, tell me about
it. Yeah, so preparation when you're putting together a new production generally spans out between, you know, maybe a year or a year and a half, you know, because especially when it's a new, you have to make sure you get all the music
right
in order. You have to then design the costumes, mm-hmm. The sets, you know, then the choreography is kind of the last thing. Now, as a choreographer, there's many ways to choreograph. Some people like to write their choreography down and everything before they step into the studio mm-hmm. space. I am that person that I really like to take the inspiration from the dancers I'm working with. And so I'd wait until I get, I mean, I have ideas, but I wait till I get actually in the studio and I just play.
Okay.
And so we started the process choreographically for A Midsummer Night's Dream maybe about in January.
Okay.
And, you know, we finished it probably 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Just before Easter, we did our first full run through. So it's been the in-studio part has been shorter, but the overall preparation's definitely
right.
been a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, this is a lot of effort on everyone's part.
Yeah.
I mean, these dancers,
they have to pick it up so quickly,
yes.
too. And then they have to put their choreographic, you know, not just the choreography, they have to put their artistry and their character development into it. So they work around the clock, you know, because they not only do their ballet training and their mm-hmm. the day of work, they also cross train. They also, a lot of them teach in the academy, you know, there's a lot.
Okay.
Of, so they have pretty full on lives and schedules. It's definitely, they're very dedicated.
No time to get in trouble.
Except Puck.
Yeah. Except Puck. I mean, one. He just starts sword fights, so we know how you are.
Yes.
He's like, yes, I'm just going to...
That's where I am. We're going to walk out of here.
I can tell that he's not... You're not mischievous.
No. I can be.
You can be. He's going to perform it like he is, though, for sure. That's true. If you want more information, you can visit ballet.pensacola.org. You can buy tickets on there, for sure. The phone number is 432... The Pensacola Little Theater box office is 432-2042, extension 1. And I wanted to remind you that this will go on our News Radio 92.3 podcast. And if you missed any information, you are welcome to head over there at the end of the show, listen to it again, or visit ballet.pensacola.org for more information about it. And so you have, it says that you have... Featuring 20 professional dancers from around the world.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow, so where do they all come from?
So we have dancers from Colombia, from Mexico, Argentina, and then obviously from all the states around America, and I am Australian as well. And next season we'll also have some other countries, which I can't reveal yet, that will be joining us as well. So it's super exciting.
I love surprises.
Yeah, and we'll be announcing our 23-24 season.
Okay.
It's slowly started to roll out on mm-hmm. Social media, but we'll also be announcing that officially at the opening night on that Friday.
Okay.
So that will be, if you want to be there for that, it's such a special moment, uh-huh. announcing the new season, and especially being our 45th anniversary.
Oh, so it's going to be extra special this coming year.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I have a really great outfit to wear. So I'm super excited.
He is, man, he's just my style over here. He has a great outfit. That's all I would care about.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to wear? That's all I want to know. You can win tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Midsummer Night's Dream. I swear, I don't know what it is about the S and the S today, but Midsummer Night's Dream by texting 437-1620, because you don't want to miss out on this. It is going to be April the 21st to the 23rd, and that if it's at Friday night, Saturday night,
yes.
It is at 7, the 28th through the 30th,
yes.
And if it's on a Sunday, it's at 2:30.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's in something for everybody. I know it's going to be so much fun for the kids, for the whole family. Take them out on Sunday afternoon if you need to, or maybe a date night, and
yeah.
That would be a fun – I actually love little theater.
It's
I used to
great.
Live in Texas, and – I would rather go there than the movies any day.
Yeah, and they have a great concession stand too, so you can have a glass of champagne and just really live it up, you know.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's fun, you know.
It's a
and
blast.
And there's also fun things for the kids to get to, like popcorn and,
mm-hmm.
you know. So.
That's great. This is going to be so much fun. So tell me a little bit about your background as well.
Okay, yeah, no, absolutely. So I am a former dancer. Mm-hmm. I graduated from the Australian Ballet School I won't say what year. and then I danced with the Australian Ballet Company for a season before moving to Europe, and danced in Germany and Ireland and all across Europe. And then I was offered to move to New York back in, I think it was 2002. Mm-hmm. So I came over and danced with a few companies in the US. And then I decided I wanted to freelance because I was getting so many offers. And I freelanced out of being based out of New York, which I thoroughly enjoyed. You know, as a performer, and I also dabbled a little bit in Broadway shows and things like that. So I love what I do. It's been a transition for me not being the performer and actually being the creator. You know, so that has been a little bit of an adjustment for me, but I absolutely love it, and I couldn't imagine doing it anywhere else. And like the supportive community here has really made that transition really remarkably easy for me. So.
I'm so glad you feel that here in Pensacola, because I know that there's so many people that want you to feel that way and at home and have community around you and support around you, and that's great. Did you feel like that this is different in Pensacola than other places you've lived?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so vibrant, but as I mentioned before, the integrity of the art scene here mm-hmm. is just that of a major city, and you don't find that in many small locations. This is my third appointment within my career as an artistic director. You know, and I think this has been the most special because of the support of the community and because of the belief of my dancers and the belief of the students and their families. And someone can have a most amazing artistic vision, but you need others to help you execute it, you know, and they're such an integral part of bringing the vision to life. And so I'm very fortunate, very, very fortunate.
Oh, absolutely. And Hannah and Juan, how do you feel about our community? And what ways are you integrated in our community?
So both of us teach in the academy, so we get to meet a lot of the students that dance with us on stage. And we're always dancing and doing different events with the community, like dancing with the opera, dancing at Fufu Festival, Great mm-hmm. Cult Festival. I myself was actually runner-up for Best Local Celebrity in
really?
This past year. So we were just looking out there in the little newspaper and saw Juan and one
Did
of our
you?
Other dancers.
Oh, so I want to see it afterwards.
It's just where we've become so involved in the company since Mr. McIntyre getting to the company, and it's been amazing. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. And what were you in the newspaper for?
Actually, Midsummer's. Midsummer Night Dream, yeah.
Really? That's nice.
That's advertised, yes.
He's also on a billboard somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. You're on a billboard. He said, am I?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
You might want to drive
one,
around
but,
town.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the Midsummer Night's Dream is on
the
big billboard.
The,
yeah.
The,
so.
The mall.
Yeah.
At the mall?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to check it out for sure. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that y'all have come talk to me today and that you're so integrated in the community. And I think you have a great leader, right? You have you have a great director that has, you know, showed you the importance of community and family, and that's great that you are integrated and we see you frequently around town. That's wonderful. If you would like to win tickets to the ballet, you are to their show, A Midsummer Night's Dream, you can text ballet to 437-1620. You can visit their website at balletpensacola.org, where you can buy tickets. It says individual tickets range in the price range from $35 to $45.
Yes.
Is there a different price for children?
There are. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, so on the website.
But we believe ballet should be accessible to everybody in the mm-hmm. community. And so we try to keep our tickets within that
okay,
range
perfect.
That people can, it's affordable.
Yes. And so this is going to be so fun. They have a story about, there's going to be love triangles, feuding fairy kingdoms, surprises. We have mischievous Juan over here. I mean, Puck over here that's going to start a sword fight. So I'm excited to see that. My daughter will be like, yes! She's
and there's
great.
Also a dancing donkey. We can't forget
the yes, a dancing donkey. This is going to be so much fun. You don't want to miss out. Again, that's April 21st through the 23rd. And then the 28th through the 30th, they have two different times, 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturdays, or Sundays at 2:30. Thank you so much for joining me. We have the winner. It's going to be Kim. So, Kim, we'll get the information from you. Congratulations. We have more to unpack here on Pep Talk. We have a Fox News update, followed by a local news update.